gut stuff might be uncomfortable for you to talk about, but it's even more uncomfortable for you to deal with. And you have better things to do this year. Don't let your gut get in the way of that. Kick off the year of the habit and get science-backed digestive support during Ritual's New Year's sale. Their 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic help support a balanced gut microbiome. The delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon where probiotics can actually survive and grow, so you can focus less on your gut and more on sharpening your salsa dancing skills or whatever your 2026 goals are. Start a habit that sticks with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Andy O'Donoghue is with us for Tech Thursday. You're going to talk to us about foldable phones today, okay? And you'll be getting sold on the idea. Why on earth would you want a foldable phone, given that they are pretty expensive?
They are expensive, Matt, and a huge kind of chatter about foldable phones, which have been a thing for a few years. But back in December, Samsung announced their Tri-Fold, which is their Galaxy Z. But instead of having just two screens that you fold, it has three. So this is pretty remarkable. And at CES, kind of a K-pop band took over CES, big launch, and they are a big deal. I've been using a foldable phone for more than a year. And it has absolutely transformed not just how I work, but also my leisure time as well. Because there are a few things about it. First of all, I mean, they are kind of a Kindle killer, I would say. And modern foldable phones have this eye comfort setting, and they have these matte screen protectors, and they kind of mimic paper, and they look as good as a Kindle. So instead of carrying a phone and an iPad and a Kindle, you can just have one device. So you're replacing maybe a Kindle with it, maybe an iPad and another tablet. Also, I have to be honest, the best device in your life, the best phone in your life is the one you have with you. And if you have a phone with you that folds, that can do these kind of multifaceted things from reading to working, stuff like that, that's the best device you're going to have. Whether it's for work, you get an email with a PowerPoint or an Excel sheet, you can open it and read it. If you're on a plane, you fold the phone open and you read your book. So I am absolutely sold on the foldable phone.
Okay, how big does the screen get on these phones?
They can get from between kind of, you know, some of them are kind of the bones of 8 inches, 8 to about 10 now with the tri-fold phones.
Which is almost like a small iPad.
Which is like an iPad mini and absolutely the size of a Kindle. Yeah.
Okay, go through the ones that you had. The Samsung Galaxy Z Tri-Fold, come on, it's nearly €3,000 in price.
Yeah.
Or going to be.
It is. It's going to be €3,000 probably by the time, particularly by the time it arrives here. And this, you go from the 6.5-inch screen that you would look at, kind of standard phone, as you look onto the standard version, fold that out, you get a 10-inch workspace. And, I mean, this is pretty impressive. And it's powered by the Snapdragon 8 Elite, which is the most powerful processor that Samsung have made. And this is really for the power user.
And does it also allow you to do multiple things at once?
It does. And, I mean, what is brilliant about this is that the way they've designed it, you can have three apps open side by side on this big phone. So, yes, it's expensive. We don't know when it's going to be launched here. But what we do know is that it will kind of set the bar for the high-spec tri-fold phone.
Okay, but the Galaxy Z Fold 7 is available at present, is it?
Yeah, it is. And I've been using one on and off, and it's a lovely shape. And
it's a square, effectively,
yeah,
when you open it up.
It is a square. Incredibly, incredibly light. It's got really good camera, I think.
I'm going to reach over and take it from your hand just so I can actually feel it.
About 200 megapixel main camera. It supports the S Pen, Matt. And so many people who bought a Galaxy like the S Pen, and it is the only major foldable available that gives you that kind of world-class stylus for note-taking.
It's also very easy to handle in one hand, isn't it?
Absolutely. So you can use it in one hand, absolutely, yeah.
Okay. You also, though, have been a fan, I think, for quite a while, haven't you, of the Google Pixel 10 Pro Fold.
And this is the Google Pixel 10 Pro Fold, which looks very like
an ordinary
phone from the front. And I suppose you would describe this as the most refined foldable available. They cost, again, you know, around, so all of these foldables going to cost around €2,000, or most of them for the big brands. €1,929 for the Pixel 10 Pro Fold. They have brought this incredible pro camera system onto the phone. And when you open this up, it is so impressive. And I think in a way, it is the foldable phone that sets the benchmark for everybody else. The cameras are superb. And run by the Tensor G5 chip, which is Google's first fully custom in-house chip for heavy-duty AI processing. So yes, you can edit your Excel, you can edit your PowerPoint, but of course Google have introduced Gemini onto your mobile. And when you buy one of these new phones, you get a Google Gemini Pro for a year. And it is the most incredible digital assistant. I mean, it leaves Siri and everything else in the dust. There's a conversational mode that you can essentially leave on, and it will update your calendar, it'll create your task lists, it'll look up stuff for you, but it will also bring stuff. It has this feature that shows you the right information at the right time. So if you're near a shop or a restaurant where you have a booking, it'll show you the booking, show you the phone number, things like that. I used the Pixel 9 Pro Fold for a long time, and it was really good, but this new version absolutely, I think, is rightly has dominated the market over since launch.
Okay, if these are all so great, why isn't there an iPhone Fold?
And a great question. Now, we do know that Apple tend not to do stuff first. They tend to see what other people are doing. There is no doubt that Apple have been working on the iPhone Fold. We'll probably see one launched late this year, I think. And pricing will probably be a little bit more than the €2,000, 2.3 to 2.5. It's going to be probably built from titanium. You're going to have that whole Apple ecosystem. So this idea, you know, the continuity features. So if you start something on the iPad or a Mac and you open the phone, you'll get that kind of desktop experience. And if you are an Apple user and you have an iPhone and a Mac and an iPad, the iPhone Fold will be the one for you. One of the reasons they probably didn't launch it was because of the battery technology is changing at the moment. But we are likely to see the folding iPhone by the end of the year.
Okay, and any other ones that you'd mention?
I should just mention the Honor Magic, which I have to say is remarkable. It's kind of the current specification versus price king. It's selling for about €1,700. You can buy it in retailers around the country. It has 5G, and it's only 4.2 millimeters when open. Really thin. Only weighs 227 grams. That's lighter than most phones. But I mentioned batteries, and it uses a silicon carbon battery. That's like a lithium ion battery that we have. They've changed the technology with this different compound. Incredible battery life and incredibly reliable.
Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue.
The Last Word on Today FM.